Welcome, dear listeners. It is my sincere pleasure to invite you to embark on a transformative journey with the Ministering Angel podcast, hosted by Ronald Myers Jr. Whether you're a newcomer or a returning seeker, prepare to uncover an invaluable resource in your pursuit of a deeper connection with Jesus Christ. If you're yearning to unlock your full potential and triumph over life's challenges, then Ronald, a true prophet of God, has been sent to be your guide. His words are not mere rhetoric, but a divine messenger, empowering you to conquer adversity and emerge victorious. With each episode, you'll discover a treasure trove of insights and inspiration, equipping you with the strength, wisdom, and resilience needed to overcome life's challenges. It's not just a podcast, it's a sanctuary where faith is fortified and miracles unfold. I am truly grateful for your time and presence. Welcome to the Ministering Angel podcast, where Ronald Myers Jr. stands as your faithful companion, leading you on a transformative journey towards a deeper understanding of your faith and a more fulfilling life. Prepare to be inspired, empowered, and forever changed. Here's Ronald.
No power. There are many Christians who have been and are being deceived. So many have been encouraged to attend church and accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and this is the correct thing to do. The problem is, too often, the agenda is to incorporate you into their doctrine as quickly as possible without properly equipping you into your identity so that you can be effective in the kingdom's work. We've been deceived into buying into believing that it's okay to accept the gift of salvation, go to church, and figure the rest out as we go. This is wrong. Every church is not created equally. We all see that the church as a whole is in trouble today. How, as a new believer, lacking in spiritual awareness, able to determine what's a good church is. Some churches may offer a new members class, but it's not designed to teach and show you who you are in Christ so that you know who you are in Him. See, the deception comes in because the only way you can become effective for God and His kingdom is by knowing your identity in Him. The ignorance of this identity is what has many Christians today lacking in the ability to overcome. The next issue that we're faced with is that we are taught that after receiving the gift of salvation, we are then capable of doing these spectacular things. We have these abilities to fight off any and everything that we come up against as a child of God. This also is not true, at least at the beginning of your journey. The problem is, there's no practical explanation of how to walk with and become like Jesus. As an example, you have your moment when you accept Jesus into your life. You go to a church and are told that you are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. You gave the ability to cast out demons and trample upon scorpions. You're told that whatever you ask for in His name is yours. You're told that you're blessed in all your ways, without proper explanation of how you qualify for that to be the case. You are told all these things that are yours to have, but are not given the ways in which to receive them. Too often we're put in positions to speculate, or even worse, watch what others are saying and doing to achieve what we've been told. This then produces a cycle of unfaithfulness because, too often, what we see others doing is not accurate. Just because something looks spiritual doesn't mean it is. This all is a direct result of no power existing in the body of Christ. It is by God's power that allows for things to change. Why do you think the church is in chaos today? Why do you think that Christians are mean-spirited, unfruitful, lacking true love for each other, and many other attributes that are found in Jesus? It's because of no power. It's because the Spirit of God was not allowed by the Christian to do His work within them. It's because their heart is truly not for God. It's because the desires of their heart are on the flesh and not of the Spirit. Many do not desire to suffer for Christ's sake because it will be painful. We want the appearance of godliness, but without its power, because in receiving that power, it will cost you something. I am here to help you see and receive the truth. I'm a believer in when I see a problem, I find a way to solve it. That is the case in this matter. I also was one who's experienced everything I've spoken to you today. I've gone through the process of trying to find the correct church. I've been in the shoes of trying to figure out how to navigate the challenges of being a Hugh believer. I've gone through the struggles of trying to figure out my purpose and calling, my gifts and talents, and how they fit into God's kingdom. I know what it feels like to walk into a church and be thrown into serving without being properly taught. I know what it's like to feel uncomfortable in church because you're confused about the correct ways to approach walking with God. I understand it all. That's why I've come up with a solution. I've created a solution for the new believer. It will be in audio, video, and print. It is a foundation-based resource for the new believer to have a solid foundation, not only in knowing who you are in Christ, but who the enemy is and his tactics, along with practical resources for becoming the best version of yourself on your journey. It has everything you'll need to set your foundation in Jesus, to know and grow in your identity as a child of God. You will be equipped with knowledge of who Satan is and his ways and tactics, along with ways of resisting. I will help you to know and understand God's will and purpose for your life. You'll be given practical guidance into knowing your personal talents and gifts that are in you for expanding God's kingdom and so much more. This is why God had me go through all this so that I could help you grow. I have been graced and blessed to come through these things because truthfully, it was taxing to me. Now you will not have to go through that. Stay tuned. This will be released very soon. I'm in the process of finalizing the content. I know you'll be blessed by what I've put together for you. We need to be properly equipped in order to effectively be used by God. We need the knowledge to discern between what is of God and what isn't. This is how we resist and defeat the devil. Without this, you cannot know where there's the power of God in operation and where there's not. The power of HOD is what changes lives and people's circumstances. We're in a time where you will see the power of God in full operation. Buckle up, you're about to go on a ride. May you be blessed in all your ways.
Your willingness to listen fills me with gratitude. I'm confident that the wisdom shared here will prove invaluable in navigating your current challenges. Let's invoke divine insight, as described in 2 Kings 6:17, and pray for eyes to see beyond our circumstances. In Hosea 4:6, we're reminded of the dangers of spiritual ignorance, which can lead to our downfall. Embrace this truth with an open heart, guided by the loving presence of the Holy Spirit. Stay encouraged, knowing that where there is great love, miracles abound. Remember, your prophet is here for you, ready to offer support and guidance every step of the way.